welcome the minister's visit to Letterkenny together with Tony O'Brien, and that's very important that he should come and hear and see it firsthand. But of course, it's the follow through that's important, and I believe it's absolutely essential now that there's an action plan and, of course, additional resources provided for Letterkenny Hospital to deal with all the issues that are there at the moment. And I want, of course, to pay tribute to the medical and support staff in Letterkenny who are under extreme pressure, and the problem can only now be resolved by the HSE and by the government.
Now, Simon Harris says he embarked on this unannounced visit to hospitals precisely because he wanted to see the unvarnished truth of what was happening on the ground. Is that something you believe can bear fruit?
Well, I have respect for Simon Harris. I met him in the Dáil last week on his way to a meeting and discussed a number of issues with him in Donegal, and I'm not surprised he didn't tell me. Of course, he's doing these unannounced, and maybe that's a good thing to see these, but of course that exercise doesn't resolve the problems that are there, and I believe that he should now go back with the Director General to the officials of the HSE and the department, make a case to government for funding that should be ring fenced for Letterkenny Hospital.
The other question is the recruitment embargo. We had been receiving indications that that was being eased, but more recently indications perhaps that recruitment is becoming an issue yet again. We've been down this road before, and the fear is we're heading in that direction once more.
See, what's happening at the moment, the HSE is getting a budget. It goes into each of the regions, and then when it comes into Donegal, it's broken down again, whether it's Letterkenny Hospital or home care packages, and everyone has to remain within that budget. We have a situation at the moment where from January to June of this year that Letterkenny lost 1,300 bed nights due to the fact that there were late discharges, that there isn't sufficient coordination between the hospital and those responsible for home care. So that has to be looked at as well.